96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind to the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today.
Some things in life are just automatic. Like State Farm Agent Pete Euler offering good neighbor service, plus surprisingly great rates on auto insurance. Actually, if you were to contact Pete right now, you'd find you could have some of those surprisingly great rates and good neighbor service right away. As in, automatically. Give Pete Euler here in Emporia a call today. He thinks you'll be automatically happy you did. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVU News Time 8:31, Newsmaker 2 time here on this post-election day Wednesday. We're pleased to have with us Messiah Lutheran Pastor Eddie Hosh joining us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line here today.
Pastor Hosh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right here so far. So you've got the Big Harvest Home Festival right before Thanksgiving coming up on the schedule. And I'm assuming that you're, A, excited to get started, and B, pretty well ready to get going on this.
We are very excited. We've got a lot. It's always a challenge sometimes to get it all going, but it all comes together and it's getting pulled together. We've got great people to help out, set it up, and it'll be an awesome day.
Yeah, it'll be Saturday, November 19th, Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds. But before the Harvest Home Festival itself starts, do you have an opportunity to go out and get limbered up a little bit?
We do. We actually have our second annual Harvest Home 5K. Starts at 8:30, and it's kind of around the track there at the fairgrounds and through some of the neighborhoods. And then you can run 5K and go have biscuits and gravy afterwards. What sounds better, right?
Ooh, wow. There you go.
Great way to do it. Great way. So if we want to get registered for the Harvest Home Fest 5K, how can we do that?
There's a link actually at the very top of our webpage, messiahlutheran.org. There's just a link right up there. Just click that. It'll take you. You can sign all up. It's $20 to register. And then if you'd like a T-shirt, it's $10 for a T-shirt.
So what time does it specifically begin, Pastor Hosh?
That'll start at 8:30.
Okay. And then as soon as that run is over, do the doors open? How's that going to work?
Actually, the doors open at 8 on Saturday, and that's so you can come in. And we have all of our booths and everything set up to open at 8 o'clock that morning.
And what will we find in the Anderson Building for the Harvest Home Festival? That it's always a great event.
It is a great event. Yeah, we have breakfast that we provide that morning, biscuits and gravy, and all the stuff with that. There'll be pie by the slice that you can buy. There will also be lots of baked goods, noodles, jellies, jams, spices. We've added a lot of candy this year for a candy counter, some homemade candy, and our flea market is going to be there. A silent auction. And an auction that will start at 10:30.
Boy, it sounds like, you know, the list of activities is expanding here for Harvest Home Festival. And, you know, coming out of COVID, I'm assuming that the list of different items that you have with all of these different components is also probably going to be as high as it's ever been.
There's a lot of stuff. We've got a lot more stuff for some different things. Like I said, having the opportunity to really bring the candy counter back and get some candy made. We've got some people that have or making some different stuff. And, yeah, it's been fun to finally be back again, just be able to have everybody there. And a big part of the whole morning is the just visiting with neighbors, everybody from the community who stops by just to say hey, and seeing people from all over town supporting our festival and everything and the organizations that we're helping through it.
I have to ask here, how come there hasn't been a pastor's picks area? That's been added. Or what would your pastor's picks be?
I wouldn't even know. I think on that one. I don't know.
All right, so Harvest Home Festival, Messiah Lutheran Church coming up Saturday, November 19th. Doors of the Anderson Building open at 8. I can tell you the biscuits and gravy are outstanding.
Top notch.
And I do know, I served those last year, by the way. Not that I snuck any. but I do know, too, that the church... some of the congregation, they have been very busy over the past couple of months, I believe, Pastor, noodle making, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. We have had quite the uptick in the number of noodles, homemade noodles that we are making this year. So hopefully they'll last longer than 10 or 15 minutes. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it could be maybe 30 minutes this year.
Yeah, those tend to fly out pretty fast.
But. They do. So, yeah, get there early at 8 o'clock. And let's talk about, Pastor, where the proceeds will be going.
We're actually four different organizations here in town. Empower House Shiloh House, Hettlinger's, and then Cradle to Career Literacy Center are the four nonprofits that we are supporting this year.
How do you select those groups and organizations? Because you're helping several per year now.
Yeah, and that's great. What we usually do is, you know, earlier in the year, we start asking members of the congregation, what are some groups that either we have not helped in a while or some new ones that maybe we haven't heard of? And getting a lot of input from the congregation, and we just kind of keep a running list and just what would be, and then it's kind of talking through, keeping up with, but it's always based on, we have people from outside the church who will call and give us recommendations, you know, of an organization, but it's a lot of just hearing word of mouth of who could use a little bit of extra support. And, you know, we're always more than happy to add them, and hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Well, it certainly is a festival that a lot of people keep on their calendars and attend, and we hope we have a big crowd out at the Anderson Building, not only for the 5K run, walk, stroll, or the Harvest Home Festival itself with doors opening at 8 o'clock. Pastor, did we miss anything here this morning?
No, I think so. We just invite everyone to come out and check out all the stuff we've got. We've also going to have actually a silent auction. I did forget to mention that. We do have a silent auction going as well with some really cool items in there, so...
Is there a place people can go and look at a list of auction items, things like that? Or
We are working on that, and okay. I'm hoping we'll have that up on our website here by the end of this week.
Gotcha.
All right, good deal.
Pastor Eddie Hodge, Messiah Lutheran Church. Pastor, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
You
All
too.
Right, it's Eddie Hodge, Messiah Lutheran Church, Harvest Home Festival. Coming up Saturday, November 19th, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of the morning show, we always tell you, call us, 620-342-1400, or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Likely, well, right now we have the Newsmaker 2 slots scheduled through Monday. Likely the Tuesday-Wednesday Newsmaker slots next week will be full by the time we rejoin you here tomorrow morning. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have Josh Grayson during the 8:05 newscast. We've got the ESU Buzz tomorrow at 8:20. And a special Newsmaker 2 at 8:40, we'll have Ag Secretary Mike Beam joining us to discuss the work of the Wildfire Task Force and the need for public comment here this month.
Looking forward to that. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It's 8:37.
Vaccines prevent disease, illness, and premature death, saving up to 3 million lives each year. Unfortunately, what was once routine preventative medicine